Ignition, Chapter 5, Stage 4, Website Creation. As you're building an online business, it makes sense that you'll need to be online. This is even the case if you're selling other people's products, because you'll be acting as the results increasing intermediary between the paid offer and the customer. Although there are some free website builders out there like Wix.com and similar, these services often place heavy restrictions on what you can do with the website, and you'll often find yourself running into brick walls, having to start again from scratch elsewhere after a week or more of work. It's pretty discouraging. So instead, I'd recommend setting up your own website. But don't worry, it's actually pretty simple and can be done in less than 10 minutes with the frustration-free tools available to you nowadays. To get your website online, you just need two things. First, a domain name, the web address people see in their browser when checking out your website, e.g. mine is www.digitalprosperity.com. Second, a hosting account, the storage for your web pages, files, and other stuff, which connects to your domain name. Think of your domain name as your house's address, and the hosting account as the house itself. The two need each other to work properly, as they work together to show your web pages. In other words, when somebody types in your domain name, they are connected to what is stored in your hosting account. There are tons of providers who allow you to register domain names and hosting accounts for a minimal fee, but my personal favorite for beginners is A2 Hosting. Their servers are faster than most others, including HostGator and GoDaddy, which often cause more problems than they solve in my experience. Their customer support is incredible, and their prices are super low. You can check them out at the following URL, www.digitalprosperity.com/recommends/web hosting, no spaces. Full disclosure, that's my referral link, so I get credited a few bucks if you purchase through it. Maybe I'll buy a coffee with it or something. If you're against that for some reason, you can simply do a quick web search for A2 Hosting. But either way, I always recommend this service to all my students and coaching clients because it's the best provider I've found since I started way back in 2008. Once you're there, select a shared hosting plan that meets your needs. Usually the lowest price plan will work for most people, but take a look and see what you think. Then simply follow the process they walk you through. When selecting your domain name, you'll ideally want either A, your first and last name.com, e.g. jamesfrancis.com, that's how I got started. This is known as a personal brand. Or B, a short company name, giving people imagery about what you help people to achieve, preferably 2 to 3 words maximum, e.g. digitalprosperity.com. This is known as a company brand. It really doesn't matter too much, but typically it's good practice to have a company name if you imagine yourself having employees and multiple faces to the brand. Otherwise, operating as a personal brand would be fine. You'll also want to keep your domain name as short as possible, as there's nothing worse than having to take a gasp for air halfway through reading your domain name out loud because of how long it takes to say. For example, InternetMarketingProfitMachine.com, my first ever domain name, was terrible, and DigitalProsperity.com was much better because it only has 2 words and isn't scammy or hypey. Ideally, you should try to keep the number of syllables as low as possible if you can too. If you're still unsure, look what other experts in your chosen niche are doing. If they're using their own names for their companies, then it's usually a sign that the prospects in your niche respond better to people rather than companies. So I'd recommend following in their footsteps. Just be sure to get the .com instead of any others if possible, as the .com is still king. There's nothing worse than explaining to people your website is something .co and they ask you .co.uk or think it's a typo of .com or something similar. The .com never requires any clarification and is most easily remembered. If your niche is super competitive and you're struggling to find an available .com domain name, then using .net is the next best thing. But even then, I'd be tempted to ask other people for some creative ideas to find a different name for a .com over settling for a .net. If they offer you any kind of upsells or add-ons during the order process for your domain name, feel free to decline them as you most likely won't need them. Once you've registered your domain name and hosting account, A2 Hosting will connect the two together for you, and your website will often be ready to use within just a few minutes. But what do you put on it? This is where you make another important choice. Do you want to create and sell your own products to create your own empire as a product creator, or simply sell other people's products for a commission as an affiliate marketer? Being an affiliate marketer is much easier, as you won't have to deal with product fulfillment or create the product itself, but it isn't anywhere near as profitable for a few reasons. 1. You're not creating a long-term brand for yourself, you're doing that for the person you're promoting. 2. You're not creating a legacy for yourself, you're just passing people over to someone else for them to get all the recognition. 3. You're not able to edit the sales process or upsell process to match how you want to sell the product, which can result in issues making sales. 4. You're not able to edit the products you're promoting, so often the content they teach may not align with your ideals or what you want to teach. 5. Your profit margin will be less than selling your own products, as you're only receiving a percentage of the sale. 6. Sometimes the affiliate program can get shut down, forfeiting all your commissions and leaving you with the task of starting all over again. People promoting the MOB affiliate program lost tens of thousands of dollars in commissions after that program got shut down by the feds for bad practices and left a lot of people deep in the hole. 7. Many services such as advertising networks, PayPal and similar are rejecting affiliate marketers due to the high risk they bring with them, mainly due to people using inflated claims, fake stories and other unethical practices. So you could find yourself getting tarnished with the same brush and therefore having your accounts banned and payment services holding your money to ransom, like a client who previously had $12,000 of his money held by PayPal for over a year before he saw the light and became a product creator. 8. Personally, I feel it's a little snake oil sales personally, as you're passing people over to a different expert every time you promote a new product, which is often several times per week to maximize your profit. In other words, what you're creating is a series of promotions rather than a long-term dependable business. Not only that, but it often involves just as much work, if not more, to get a website online selling other people's products as an affiliate as it does to sell your own products, as you're no longer having to persuade them about yourself, but also about another person too. Some people may disagree with me and say, but affiliate marketers X and Y are making a whole bunch of money. But if you look closer at their business, they'll often have products of their own too. So overall, solely doing affiliate marketing is a much higher risk strategy to generate a much lower profit. However, if you're looking for a low effort, getting used to things approach and aren't bothered about getting life-changing results anytime soon, affiliate marketing is a good place to start and to learn as much as you can. But if you prefer to build your own empire instead of somebody else's while making a higher profit for your efforts, then creating and selling your own products has never been easier. And I'll prove it to you later in this book. Whichever path you follow, you'll need to get your website online. Many years ago, you needed to be some kind of web developer to get even the most basic of websites online. I actually took evening college classes on the days of the week I wasn't working in the grocery store, just to learn how to create web pages. And even by the end of the course, I still wasn't confident enough in my abilities to create a full-blown website. But nowadays, everything has been made point and click easy to accommodate the average Joe or Jane. Specifically, WordPress is the best software to use for the homepage of your website. Without getting too technical, WordPress is a framework for normal people to build websites without having to know HTML coding or other programming languages. So, it's ideal for entrepreneurs and free. To install it, simply use the login details your hosting company gave you when you signed up with them to log into your website's control panel, named cPanel. Scroll down to visit either Fantastico, Site Software, or similar, depending on what's available to you, then follow the step-by-step instructions to install WordPress. If you give this a try and find it confusing, you can always contact your hosting company or web developer for help. You can even find people on www.fiverr.com, that's fiverr.com with two R's, who will do this for you for just $5. If you were to install this yourself from wordpress.org, not the wordpress.com version, as that's totally different with many restrictions, it would probably take you longer than you'd hoped. But with this one-click installation area within cPanel, you can fill in a few form fields and have it installed within a few minutes. Out of the box, the website will probably not look how you want it to. However, you can customize this using the many different settings and the thousands of themes, free and paid, available around the web. Simply do a web search for WordPress themes or similar, or browse the official site at wordpress.org/themes. Web design and coding with HTML is beyond the scope of this book, but there are plenty of guides out there to customize WordPress as a complete beginner found with a quick web search. For example, if you want to customize your navigation menu, you can search for Customize WordPress Navigation Menu, and so on. Another great guide to follow is websitesetup.org/customize-wordpress-101. Along with the many tutorials available for free on YouTube. Going back to marketing advice, you'll usually need these pages on your website. 1. A Start Your Own Adventure homepage. In direct response marketing, the key to getting people to take action is to focus on the one choice you want them to make and eliminate as many other choices as possible. However, in this case, people have no idea who you are or how you can help them. Plus, you have no idea about them and which stage of the buying process they're currently at. So imagine this as a Start Your Own Adventure type page. When they type in your domain name, such as www.something.com, they land here and click on what interests them the most, i.e. what they're currently lacking to make a buying decision. We've tested a lot of different variations on this, but here's what works well for us. First, have your logo in the top left of the page. Second, have your horizontal navigation bar to the right of the logo at the top. Third, have a promotion or call to action for your free lead magnet. Fourth, give an outline for the major overall steps for people to achieve their primary end goal, with each step linked to a detailed blog post about that topic. Fifth, give a summary of who you are and why people should listen to you. Sixth, give a list of your latest articles on the blog. Seventh, finally, have your footer and other legal links. Here's why this works so well to both inform new visitors and convert existing visitors. From top to bottom, we're providing different calls to action, i.e. asking them to do something, depending on their existing connection with you, in order of what we'd like them to do. Obviously, the highest value action we can have them take, with the exception of buying something, which comes later once they know who you are and trust you, is to request something free from you in exchange for joining your email list or newsletter, which is typically some kind of free content like a PDF report or video tutorial. This is known as a lead magnet, as the valuable content acts as a magnet to sign up new leads or subscribers. So we put that near the top of the page to get as much attention as possible. Logically, if they don't sign up for your lead magnet here, they most likely need more information about how the process you're teaching works, or they don't know if your stuff is any good. So that's why we provide the overall steps to achieve their primary goal in separate blog posts lower down on the page. This way, they can see how valuable your stuff is for themselves. If that still doesn't interest them, then they probably want to do their due diligence before learning from you, which is why you give them a short summary about you and a way to learn more about you. Then, after scrolling past all these elements, they'll hopefully have a good idea of what we do so they can learn about our most recent blog posts, which is positioned towards the bottom of the page. Then finally, you should always have a footer section at the bottom of every website page. This should include your legal pages, such as a disclaimer, privacy policy, and similar, which are available as templates with a quick web search, but I would recommend consulting a lawyer to check everything over just to make sure. Typically, ours has copyright Digital Prosperity and the current year, then links to our general disclaimer, earnings disclaimer, terms of use, privacy policy, affiliate disclaimer, comments disclaimer, and our support desk. We've also added links to our social media pages here just to get more followers on them, but that's completely optional. 2. An about page. People like to know who they're learning from, so this is mandatory. It should tell people who you are, your story of how you got started in your niche so your audience can relate, and why they should listen to you. It should also have a photo of yourself. Some people reading this may recoil in horror about the thought of having a photo of themselves on the internet, but the truth is, people connect with people, not faceless names or anonymous identities. If you don't show the real you, you're going to have a very difficult time trying to get people to believe anything you say. This is not 2002 anymore. You need to show people you're a real person if you want them to trust you. The photo doesn't need to be professional. It can be taken while you're on vacation, in the backyard, or anything similar. I'd recommend making sure it's just you in the photo. Is a flattering photo, or if you have a self-confessed face for radio like me, as good as you can get, and people can actually see your face to identify you. If you're using company branding instead of personal branding, you can position yourself as the CEO and founder of your company, then still have all the above elements. Number 3. A products page. Yes, this applies regardless of whether you're creating your own products or if you're just an affiliate. After you've created your own products, you should list a summary of each one here, linking to the sales page for each product. Don't do any hard selling here though, just provide a brief summary and let the sales page do the selling. If you're just an affiliate, do the same thing using the name of recommended products instead, following the same principles as above, using your affiliate links for the sales pages of each recommended product. Number 4. A testimonials page. This is the page where you can brag about how awesome you are through the voices of your prospects and customers. Simply add as many testimonials as possible about you, your skills, or the results you've gotten for people. This may be difficult when you're just starting out, but the more proof you have of your promised results, the more successful you're going to be. We'll talk more about testimonials later in this book, but for now, just add whatever you already have. If you don't have any, feel free to forget about this page for now and come back to it later. 5. A contact page. A website without any way to contact you is a big red flag for the prospect. How do I get in touch with you if I buy and then don't receive my access details for the product? Or worse, you run off with my money? Is the typical question on every prospect's mind when making a purchase. Also, some prospects will have one or two simple questions they need answering before purchasing, and as soon as you answer them, you make a sale. But left unanswered, you lose that sale. So, people need a way to contact you from both a customer acquisition and a customer retention standpoint. However, if you just write your email address on the page, you're going to get more spam emails than you ever thought possible. At least you'll never run out of Viagra and Rolex watches again. At least I won't, because my inbox is full of those emails. Instead, a better way to do this is to install any kind of contact form plugin that has spam protection built into it. This may involve one of those annoying yet effective capture puzzles, or a simple I am not a robot, robot-proof checkbox. At the time of writing this book, in my opinion, two of the best contact form plugins available for free are WP Forms Lite, and Ninja Forms, but anything similar is fine if these aren't available for any reason. Once installed, just the standard name, email, and text box for their questions will be fine. When your business starts getting more inquiries, you may want to upgrade your customer support solution to a fully featured support desk, like Zendesk or Freshdesk. We personally use Zendesk, but it can get expensive. So this is best left for when you're making above $2,000 in net profit per month. That's it. I'd recommend putting links to these pages in the navigation menu at the top of your website, in the same order as I just revealed them to you. Once you have your website online, it's time to start giving people something to buy.